At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 246 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. I wrote in the newsletter this morning talking about some NHL takeaways thus far. I know it's a bit of a small sample size, but we just finished up pretty much the first full week of NHL action. So we're dipping our toe, starting to get our systems down. I was doing a lot of number crunching last night looking for situations, systems, spots that we can take advantage of moving forward. Obviously, we have a weird year with scheduling and back-to-backs, and I discovered a zigzag-type theory. I got some interesting stuff on favorites that you can tune into, but we'll talk about all that. It's a big hockey day, so today we have 6 NHL games, 3 NBA games, and then, of course, a huge college hoops day. So we have a lot to get to in college hoops, and it was actually a pretty good night last night in college hoops. Got the Fordham over early, which was nice. Winthrop under, Bonnie's money line. KenPom sound the alarm. Longwood getting 1.5, won by 3. KenPom had him winning by 3. Nice hit there. Also got the Gardner-Webb under, the Tulsa over, which was nice, that low total over. Tennessee Chattanooga on the money line, Colorado over, Auburn under, Fresno under. But one thing that really annoyed me is Clemson. Oh my God. Can we relegate Clemson to the D-League? I mean, Jesus, that was such a sharp move. They're like +1 to -2, and they didn't even show up there. So what are you going to do? Couldn't get that one. But if you did take the low total over, you hit it for the full game. But the other interesting thing was that, and I want to give a shout out to my buddy here, AJ Donaldson. AJ tweeted me. He used the 20-point rule in the second half under in the Georgia Tech Clemson game. So remember, 20-point rule. And we tweeted this out, but you guys know the deal by now. It's something that you don't need me to tell you. It's something to just look out for. And it's very simple. And you've heard me talk about it all the time, but it's important because every time someone tweets it and I retweet it, everyone's like, what's the 20-point rule? So if you listen to the pod, you know what it is. But basically, game goes way, way over in the first half. Add up the points in the first half. Add it up with the second half line. And if that number is at least 20 points higher than the full game odds, take that second half under. So it did hit. Luckily, if you were able to take that second half under, like our guy AJ, who was crushing it. Then I also wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Tim Fraley and the boys that are at the book, because Tim sent something to me that was kind of incredible. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to share it with the crew, because if we have an edge, we want everyone to cash on that edge, because we're all in this together. We want to cash plays. We want to beat the books. You know, as a contrarian, you know, I'm betting against the public. I'm placing myself on the side of the house, but we're always trying to win. We're always trying to cash plays. So the one thing that Tim sent to me, and I did the math, and he's absolutely spot on here, is that when we're talking about our low total overs, and again, both of them hit yesterday when we were looking at that Fordham over and that Tulsa over. But here's the thing. You know we've talked about it a lot. 135 or less, the over is 55%. 130 or less, the over is 62%. But this is going to blow your mind. And again, thanks to my guy Tim Fraley and the boys at the book, because I felt this anecdotally as well. I felt like, man, if it's in the low 120s, it seems to really, really go over. It seems like recently, you know, over 130, 130 and a half, 131. I feel like they're scoring 128. I'm coming up short. And the data proves this out. So Tim ran the numbers, and I crunched it in my database as well. But if you're looking at a total of 127 or less, the over. This is insane, guys. The over, when it's 127 or less, the total, 76%. I have data of here, 44 wins, 14 losses, and a push. Just absolutely insane. So that's the system that we're going to keep our eye on. And again, we want to layer it. And it makes sense. The lower you go, you know, more likely maybe it goes over. You need fewer points to cash that over. But shout out to my guy Tim, because he is spot on here. And Tim, hope I'm not blowing up your spot. I know you're a man of the people, and I think you want everyone to cash the system just like I do. So 127 or less, the over 76%. And again, a total system that's cashing 76% is absolutely unheard of. So we do have a couple matches today to keep an eye out on. One's right on the edge, and another is comfortably in that zone. So stick with us, guys. We'll talk about all of that. But of course, a big, big day, guys. So we're grinding our way. It's actually a decent night in the NHL. Got the St. Louis Blues under, if you took that. And then the Minnesota Wild late night, which was nice. Couldn't get the Knights under. But and then the NBA, one game that I wanted to mention, which was kind of a teachable moment, the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks were a game of blueprint play that, to me, anytime I see it happen, I play it every single time. It was pretty much the same play that happened with the Clemson game in college. And, you know, Clemson sucks and they didn't come through for us. What are you going to do? That's betting. Of course, the thing that annoyed me with Clemson, to be honest with you, they came off a 35-point loss to Virginia, and they're playing a Georgia Tech team that had COVID and hadn't played in 2 weeks. So you would think the line move was perfect, dog to favorite toward Clemson. They're trying to bounce back after a bad loss, and yet Georgia Tech is rusty and hasn't played in forever, and yet it doesn't matter, Georgia Tech rolls. So what are you going to do? I'm just bitter. I'm still bitter. I had a good night last night. I hope you guys did too, but that Clemson game really, really annoyed me. But we're gonna keep grinding. That's the name of the game. But that Dallas Mavericks game that I wanted to mention is a great blueprint example, because to me, that is a dog-to-favorite sharp line move that I will make every single time. And I do like to go money line in that position. So, you know, you may have taken, you know, at the time of the pod there, plus one to minus 1.5. Also, like it after the pod, that line went up even further. So that Dallas Mavs line went up to 2, and some shops even hit 2.5. So what I like about that is just anytime you notice a dog-to-fave line move, especially on a road team. I feel like they're more common home teams, but really on that road spot, especially in the NBA this year, where we're seeing road teams do very, very well. You know, road teams are 54%, but really it's those road dogs that are killing it. But that was just that dog-to-favorite. Anytime, the minute I saw Mavs go from plus 1 to minus 1.5, I'm like, here we go. That's a money line play for me every single time. So nice flip there if you're able to get the Dallas Mavericks. But as we mentioned, guys, so much to get to today. We got 6 NHL games, 3 NBA games, 30 college basketball games. It is going to be a big, big day here to sweat these games across the board. I did want to run through some NHL takeaways to talk about that. Before we do, I wanted to, of course, let you guys know about everything that's happening at VSiN, because we have so much to offer right now to help you win your bets and you know, make smart plays. So the first thing you got to do is sign up for the newsletter. Newsletter is free. VSiN.com/newsletter. It's the best way to stay plugged into everything that's going on at VSiN. Costs you absolutely nothing. You'll get a breakdown of the lineup that day, the VSiN lineup, all the programs, Follow the Money, Numbers Game, Lombardi Line, The Edge, Betting Across America, My Guys in the Desert, Rush Hour, Primetime Action. I also want to congratulate JVT, Jonathan Van Tobel, because JVT got promoted to Senior NBA Analyst at VSiN, and JVT does a great job with NBA. So he's not going to do the Edge show anymore. He's just pretty much going to be everywhere talking hoops. But we will have a new show. Congrats to Mike Palm, the mayor, and Amal Shaw, because they're going to have the Nuts, N-U-T-Z, which will take over. And I think Lombardi Line will be going to 2 hours at some point. So don't quote me on that. But a lot of big things happening here at VSiN. With the newsletter, you get the rundown of everything going on that day. You'll have Ron Flatter's Racing Pod. If you are looking at the horses, Dave Tooley's ATS reports, recaps from the previous night. Also have a lot of promos if you live in a legal state. If you live in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, BetMGM promo today, big one. Also a big DraftKings promo today. And also I want to congratulate, I think Virginia may go live today. Someone tweeted me that, looking for books to sign up with in Virginia. So I love seeing new books get legalized or new states get legalized. But then also there's a big one, a big boy is coming in tomorrow. Michigan, all you Michiganders, all you Detroit Lions. I don't know why you hired Campbell, but what are you going to do? But the Detroit Red Wings, Detroit Tigers, the Pistons, you guys are about to get legalized. Well, you are pretty much already are, but all the apps go live tomorrow on your phone. So get ready. It's going to be a huge day. And congratulations. I am still jealous because I'm in Boston. We're not legal yet. But all this is included in the newsletter. Links to sign up for the VSiN app, iHeartRadio app, all included here. So go to VSiN.com/newsletter to sign up. But then become a member. We had another great Points for the Weekly magazine come out yesterday. We have my guy Gamble and Lose breakdowns for UFC, McGregor and Poirier coming up this weekend. Yesterday did get Murphy. I think we talked about it on the pod. Magny let me down. I had Magny in the final there, and he lost. So what are you gonna do? At one point, I think Chalk was 10-2 UFC, and then you had a couple dogs bark late, which hurt you if you're on Magny as the favorite like me. But that being said, sign up for the VSiN membership, all access. You can get a year for $258. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's only about $20 a month, $21.50. And again, if we can help you win a couple bets here, you're gonna make that up and make a profit. We have a 10-day free trial. See if you like it. And then that will include every Point Spread Weekly. New one came out yesterday. 24/7 live stream of all the programs. Daily best bet email. Get all the picks from the guests and the hosts, people you respect. Figure out what they're on. You can tail, you can fade, do whatever. But I like knowing. I like knowing what Matty Humans is on, and all the sharp guys at VSiN. 20% off the VSiN store, hats and merch. VSiN.com, full access, and our latest betting guide, NHL betting guide from our guy, Eddie McNeil. But go to VSiN.com/subscribe to get access to our 10-day free trial and get a yearly membership, save some money. And then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. You hear me say it all the time, but Twitter is really important when you're looking at staying plugged into a real-time market that's fluid, that's moving, where lines are changing, and maybe you can get a weather update. I'm still looking at Green Bay here. And Green Bay over is taking in a little money. That was like 51.5, 52, down to 50.5. It's now up to 51.5. So a little bit of over money's coming in Green Bay. But if you can, on Twitter, see some updates with the weather at Lambeau. Looks like it's going to be about 25 degrees, 10 miles an hour wind. Maybe have some snow, but it does look like some money's coming in there to the over. We're still painted pretty much 3.5, 3. With Tampa Bay, Green Bay. So if you like Tampa, like me, I grab Tampa 3.5. Playoff dog with a line move in their favor. It's about more than 60% over the last 5 years here. So I got some systems with Tampa. If you like them, grab the 3.5. If you like Green Bay, lay the 3. We do know in these conference championship games over the last decade, the favorites are 14-6 straight up. Buffalo, KC, we did see Patrick Mahomes upgraded to probable here. I don't know if technically he's probable, but he practiced yesterday. That line's pretty much painted 3 across the board. There's a little juice toward KC. So if you like Buffalo, maybe you get a 3.5. I don't know. Hold out for that. We also have seen a lot of over money there to the 51-54 at this point. And of course, that next move with the 3 is going to be critical, Buffalo, KC. But what I'm getting at here is, getting a Patrick Mahomes update, getting a weather update, in college sports, figuring out who's in, who's out. The NBA, load management, unfortunately, COVID, people testing positive, lines moving. And of course, following legal sports books and creating a gambling community, direct messaging other bettors across the world, the globe, the country. It's just great to be on Twitter. And again, to me, it's not like you don't have to post stuff. It's not what you give out. It's what you get in terms of information. And hopefully you can beat some lines if you find out some news before other people. But yeah, follow at VSiN Live. Follow me at Josh_insights. And of course, if you ever have a question, a comment about the pod, a suggestion, you got a question about gambling philosophy or sharp contrarian or bankroll management, or you got booted from 5 dimes, got to get referred to a new sports book, let me know. I'm here to help. You can email me anytime, josh@vsin.com. So first thing I want to go over is kind of flip up the pod a little bit. I want to start with some hockey because I'm loving hockey. Decent night last night, 2-1 there with the Blues under and the Minnesota Wild. But just some takeaways. So again, I think on the one hand, you can say, what can you take away from a week? You know, there's not a lot of data here. But to me, in an early season, you know, like in the NFL, we saw dogs start off great, continued, especially road dogs. So how does this season, you know, kind of get started? And is there anything that we can take away to maybe that will lead us to some more, you know, actionable trends moving forward? So first one is favorites are dominating, guys. I mentioned this earlier. They're 31-19, 62% so far in the NHL. And you know me, I'm a dog guy till the day I die. But that's usually spread sports. You know, when it comes to baseball and hockey, I do bet more favorites. They tend to win more often, but then you got to win more often because you're laying minus numbers and you got to win. You know, when we're talking, you know me, I've told you this a million times, but when you're betting spread sports and totals and you're laying minus 110 juice, you got to win 52.38% of the time to break even. So anything 53% or better, you're having a good year. But if you're winning 53% of your hockey plays and you're betting favorites, you're actually losing, and you're losing probably kind of substantially at that point. You got to win closer to like 60% of your favorites to turn a profit. But as of now, favorites 62%. They're up about a unit and a half. So if you're betting $100 bucks a game, you're up about 150 betting every favorite. Now, I don't think you should bet every favorite. We can layer them on and find some more interesting trends. But big favorites, minus 200 or more. And again, you could go puck line here, but on the money line, minus 200 or more, they're 7-1. 88%. They're up about 3 units, so they're doing pretty good here, those big favorites. And again, this is bet to risk, not bet to win. You're not laying on a minus 200 favorite 2 units to win 1. You're risking your 1 unit. You're trying to get a half unit back. Always remember that, because you don't want to have one bad night and get cleaned out because you bet to win instead of bet to risk. This one surprised me because all my systems are road favorites really crushing in the NHL, and this doesn't make a ton of sense because there's no home ice advantage. Or at least limited home ice advantage because there's no fans in the stands. But the weird thing thus far, this is the biggest takeaway from last night. Home favorites in the NHL, home favorites, are 20-9, 69%. They've actually been a little bit better than road favorites. Road favorites are 11-10, 52%. So will that change? Will that be something that, you know, we've seen in the NBA and NFL where road teams have done very well? Is it weird in hockey where actually favorites are doing better this year? That's the kind of thing that I want to track. Just with this weird year in the NHL, but really interesting. Home favorites, 20-9. This is the one that I love that will be a grinder all season long. Favorites off a loss. So your favorite, you're expected to win the game. Hockey favorites cash historically around 60%, just straight up. But also the added motivation. And you have a disappointing loss, you didn't play well. Hockey, if you guys know hockey, if you played it, if you follow it, I would say it's a mental sport and it's a big bounce back sport. And these guys are tough, and I think you give good efforts. You know, the boys in the room bouncing back after a loss. There's something to be said for that in hockey. But if you're a favorite, expect to win the game, and you lost your previous game, so far 11-3, and maybe now 12-3. If these stats didn't include last night's games, I think Minnesota cashed that system. But favorites off a loss, that's something that we're gonna track and play most of the season. I think favorites off a win are just 11-10. So that speaks to maybe how it's hard to get momentum going early in a weird year. Favorites on a back-to-back. So we've only seen this a few times, but if you're a favorite and it's the second night of a back-to-back, you're 4-1, 80%. Zigzag, if you are on a back-to-back and you lost the previous game, the team that lost is now 4-1 the next game. So a little bit of zigzag there. Overs have done well. Overs are around 55%. But here's the kind of the real spot you want to look at. When the over is 6 or less, so it's, you know, 6, 5.5. We really never see 5s anymore, but the over is 58%. I have seen some success with under 6.5, so that's kind of another thing I look at. But as of now, 6 or less, the over is doing well. And then back-to-back unders. This one may be pretty good because it kind of makes sense. When you are back-to-back, there's a lot of fatigue involved. Hockey is a really grueling sport. So the under in the second leg of a back-to-back is 4-1 so far this year. So again, I think, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, they've only played 5 games. It could be 4-1, 1-4. We need a much bigger sample size to have any takeaways here. But this is just the foundation. I track this stuff all the time. I have systems that I monitor all year long. But that is just kind of early on. Favorites, home favorites, favorites on a back-to-back, the zigzag, favorites off a loss. To me, that's the big takeaway. And then so far, the most profitable teams, the Knights, the Devils, the Flyers, all up around two units so far. The least profitable teams, the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks may have a bad year. they got Taze hurt, and they got rid of everybody. 0-4. Kings 0-3. So those are the two worst teams thus far to bet on, which, on the other hand, you say, okay, I'll bet against them. The best over teams, Penguins, Coyotes are both 4-0 to the over. Canucks 4-1 to the over. And then the best under teams, my Bruins. They cannot freaking score, but they will tonight. 3-0 to the under. Islanders 3-0 to the under. So that was sent to you, everything I just told you. If you want to pour over it a little more, dig a little deeper, it was all included in this morning's newsletter. So sign up VSiN.com/newsletter, or just go to VSiN.com, and on the right, it'll say news stories. It'll be the first one you see, early 2021 NHL takeaways. But favorites off a loss, guys, and some of the zigzag stuff. That's what we're going to be keeping an eye on, and hopefully using it to pad our bankroll this season. But with that being said, a couple games in the NHL before we go to break here that caught my eye that matched some of these systems that we just talked about. Lo and behold, my Bruins tonight. Laying the wood with my Bruins. The Bruins had a line move. They opened around minus 130. They're up to around minus 140. So line moves in hockey are meaningful. There's really no public betting hockey. But what you like is the Bruins match that home favorite system. So here are the updated numbers. 21-10, 68% home favorites, and favorites off a loss. Favorites off a loss are 12-3. So Bruins have a line move. They're a favorite off a loss, and they're a home favorite. So looking at the Bees laying around minus 135. They've had a lot of rest, and it's their first game back home. Keep on cruising. Tampa Bay and CBJ. I was looking at Tampa Bay here. Tampa Bay matches as a road favorite with a line move, and a rested road favorite. So Tampa Bay laying a minus 150. The Tampa Bay, I was going to say Tampa Bay Bucks. I got the Bucks and Brady on my mind. The Lightning, they haven't played since the 15th. So Lightning have been off since Friday. They're very, very well rested, and they are favored here on the road. So looking at Tampa laying minus 152. It's closer to minus 160 at some shops. New Jersey Devils and the Islanders. So we got the Isles here. Isles would match that home favorite system, 68% this year. And they've had a line move as well. They open around minus 140. They're up to around minus 155, minus 153. And they are rested. They last played the 18th when they beat my Bruins 1-0. So that was Monday. And the Devils, they played Tuesday. So one day of rest advantage and a home favorite and a line move. And then a couple more. I was looking at Montreal. This would match the zigzag. Montreal on the road at Vancouver. They lost in overtime last night. They've moved around minus 125 to minus 135. And they would match that back-to-back. Zigzag lost the previous night, 4-1 this year, and a favorite off a loss, 12-3, and a back-to-back take the favorite. So a lot of back-to-back road favorite off a loss systems on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. And then last one of the night, the big boy. Colorado Avalanche. Colorado Avs road favorite. They've kind of dipped a little bit here. They opened minus 265. They're down to minus 240. Sometimes this happens in baseball too. Like, that's not as big a move since the line's so high. I think it's just probably for value's sake. Bettors are saying maybe that number, pros have it a little bit lower, and, you know, we can get good value here getting the Kings at, you know, plus 240. They're now down to plus 220. But I do like Colorado here. I'm going to lay this number. Minus 240. If you want to take the puck line, all the power to you. It's -1.5 around even money. But these big favorites of minus 200 or more, 7-1 this year. So I always caution, if you're going to bet Colorado minus 250 tonight, you're betting to risk, not win. You're not risking 2.5 units to win one unit. Because if Colorado loses, you only want to lose your one unit. You don't want to lose 2.5. So again, you're betting to risk, not bet to win. You're risking your one unit, whatever that is for you. If you have $100, you're betting $3 a game, 3% of your bankroll per play. But you're risking your one unit to try to get back, you know, a little less than half a unit. I know it doesn't sound like much, but this is a system that has cash. So go Colorado. So for those playing at home, Boston, Tampa Bay, Isles, Montreal, and Colorado. Let's try to get, if we could get four of those, that would be fantastic. We're going to take a very, very short break here, guys. On a Thirsty Thursday edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. But get ready, because when we get back, it is a big college hoops day, and I'm feeling frisky, I'm feeling good, like I should. after a pretty decent college hoops night. So let's keep it going. I'm going to update everyone on my boy Tim Fraley's system, that 127 or less, cashing 76% to the over. So stay tuned. When we get ready to run the board, strap up, strap in. We're coming right back on a Thursday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat every day in the arena with, the ups and downs, but you keep grinding always, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone. Thank you for sticking around. We are back on a Thirsty Thursday. Another edition of the Market Insights Pod, edition 246. Can you believe it? 246 times we've pulled up a chair to the virtual bar and talked betting. I love it. It's a testament to how no days off and we keep grinding. Although technically we get Saturday, Sunday off, but then we do Lombardi line. So there really are no days off. But back in the pod here, guys, I want to talk some college hoops. Big day in college basketball. A lot of action here. There are some late afternoon games, mostly 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then really 7 and later than that. But I'm excited because we have a lot of games to get to. So first one that caught my eye, early game here, Buffalo and Eastern Michigan. I was looking at an under opportunity here. This total opened a high total. It was 150.5. And it's pretty much stayed 150.5. I do see a 151 out there. If you're going to get a 151 and even the 150.5, I'm leaning to the under. I was looking at this under because, number one, Kempom has a 150, so not a huge edge there, but 150.5, 151, technically slight edge. But also Eastern Michigan, pretty slow pace, 67.6 KenPom pace. It also matched our big spread under 150 or more, and kind of the big spread or kind of the high total big spread favorite. So Buffalo is favored by 11.5 here. So kind of all lining up together. Where you got the home big favorite, you got the high total, you got a slow pace Eastern Michigan. So looking at the under 151, if you can get it. You may get a lot of betting here. It's an early game. So does that go up to 151.5? Keep an eye out for that. But I was looking toward the under there. This is another one that caught my eye. It really wasn't a huge KenPom edge. KenPom has it right at 146, but I've seen a lot of money come in on San Jose State, New Mexico over. So this one pretty much got pummeled. It was an interesting line move here. San Jose State, New Mexico opened, depending on where you're looking, there were some 144.5s that got bet up to 146. There were some 146 down that got bought out low. But either way, I've seen a lot of over money come in, New Mexico and San Jose State. And if you look at San Jose State, they're pretty fast here, 74.2, one of the fastest teams in the country, getting close to that Gonzaga range. And Citadel, which, by the way, couldn't get Citadel over. Citadel, yesterday, 90, was it the Citadel game? I'm pretty sure, yeah. It was, let's see, it was that really, really high number. I think it was yesterday. But they scored 90 points in the first half, and then they didn't, they scored like 60. Yeah, against Mercer, like 60 in the second. That pissed me off. I just thought of that now. But hopefully get some points San Jose State because that number is on the rise. USC and Stanford. I'm a little worried something's up with Stanford. I'm worried that there's going to be injuries here because this was a huge line move where USC opened like -1, -2, -1.5. The line is all the way up to 5.5. And Ken Pom has Stanford losing by 2. But are there injuries? Is there COVID? So if they're healthy, the 5.5, I'm grabbing the 5.5. That's a huge edge. But keep an eye out. That's a 5 o'clock game. See what the heck is going on there. But right off the bat, if they're healthy, they're expected to lose by 2 by KenPom, and you're getting a 5.5. But that move is crazy. I don't think, to me, it's like you can't really take – I mean, you can do whatever you want, but you can't take USC to me at -5.5 after it opened at -1.5. You're just – you know, they could roll and win by 20, but you're still getting a terrible number there. So I'm not sure what's up with Stanford. I got to do a little digging, but I was really intrigued by them getting the points in that game. Keep on cruising. Akron and Central Michigan. So we got the over here. I know it's a kind of a high total over, which you get a little heartburn over. But it opened 152. It's up to 153.5. I've seen a lot of money come in there. And Central Michigan is a fast team. They're 73.2 pace. So it looks like the Akron over was getting hit. Rutgers and Penn State, woo, 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 sound the alarm. Rutgers did have a little bit of a sharp move. They went from +1.5 to -2.5, but KenPom sound the alarm. He's got Penn State winning by 1, and you can get Penn State +3 at this point. So pretty big move there toward Rutgers. Again, if you're going to lay it with if you want to bet Rutgers and you like that move, I would rather go money line there. But if you're giving me a 3 with Penn State off a crazy move, and that's very contrarian. No one wants to touch Penn State here at home because they haven't been playing that well. But getting a 3, KenPom has them winning by 1. Keep an eye on Penn State as a buy low contrarian play. Morehead, sound the alarm. This is very close to that 127 or less take the over. But I like this over play with Morehead. Try to get over 127.5. It opened 126.5. It's up to 127.5. It may go to 128. KenPom has a 126, so not a huge edge there, but the market is rising, and that would be close to our it definitely matches our 130 or less take the over system. That's a 62% number. But looking at that Morehead over, Wichita State and Memphis, a little high for me, but I was looking at Memphis on the money line. Memphis opened -2. They're up to -3. Seeing some shops even 3.5. On the money line, Memphis is like -150, so it's a little high, but again, if you're laying a 150 on Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, for comparison's sake, I don't think it's a huge thing. You could say lay the points and, you're going to get a better number. But KenPom does have Memphis winning by 2 points. So I was looking at a money line there with Memphis, a line move, and a projected 2-point win by KenPom. Go Memphis Tigers, baby. Fairleigh Dickinson and Merrimack. I was looking at a under in this one. Kind of a classic under, open 143.5. It's down to 141. Seen a lot of respected money come in, hit that under. And these are kind of a slower paced team, at least with Merrimack. Fairleigh Dickinson, I think, might be a little quicker. But you've seen some lower scoring games from these two historically, and that is a pretty sharp move to the under. So again, that Merrimack under. St. Francis, PA, and Sacred Heart. Really sharp play to St. Francis, PA. I'm looking at money line St. Francis, PA. St. Francis went from +1 to -2, and KenPom has them winning by 1. So here's the distinction. So you just told me, and I want to make this really clear because I don't want to cause confusion. St. Francis, PA, and Rutgers are in the same spot pretty much, going from +1, +1.5 to -2. But the difference is, to me, you know, KenPom has St. Francis winning. KenPom has Penn State winning. So that's kind of the distinction here. I mean, usually if you like one, you like both. And that would be kind of like that, you know, that that Dallas Mavs game last night. But I'm looking at St. Francis PA on the money line here. I don't really want to lay a 1.5 now that it's moved. To me, laying a minus 125 has a little more value here. But if you look at St. Francis PA, KenPom has them ranked 267, Sacred Heart 314. So I'm looking at that St. Francis PA on the money line. Mount St. Mary's in Central Connecticut. I know this is a low total, 132.5, but I'm actually thinking of going under here. Mount St. Mary's, Central Connecticut. Number one, I've watched some Mount St. Mary's games, and they don't score any points. Watch, I'll jinx them. They'll score 75 tonight. But open 132.5 the total. Some of these shops are trending down to 132, and KenPom has a 130. So an edge there to the Central Connecticut under, if you can get 132.5 ideally. St. Mary's, California, and Loyola Marymount. Woo, woo! Sound the alarm. Not for a KenPom upset alert, but for a Tim Fraley over. I'm loving this over Loyola Marymount, open 123.5. It's up to 124. So we're seeing, number one, some line movement to the over. So maybe some respected money is hitting this over. KenPom has it right at 123. But again, 127 or less, the total is 76% this year. So that Loyola Marymount over 124 matches and fits the bill here. Keep on cruising. Montana, this was another low total. Woo, woo, sound the alarm. Tim Fraley. 120 up to 120.5. So a little movement to the over. KenPom had right at 119. So this may be a sweat. Hopefully we don't see a high school game here. But again, Montana, Sacramento State over 120.5 line move in both of those games. Loyola Marymount and Montana matching to that low total over. Keep on cruising. A couple more here. Jacksonville State and Murray State. I was looking at a line move here to this over in Murray State. Open 132, it's up to 134.5. The 135 or less is 55% this year. And you got some decent pace there. Jacksonville State's been scoring a lot, so hopefully you can get that one. Portland and BYU, classic underplay. I try to hit it sooner rather than later because it looks like it's falling. Portland and BYU open 149. It's now falling to 148.5. That's a big spread, high total under. BYU favored by 22 here. It's in that range 150, now 140 to 150. That's falling. And one that was important is Winthrop. Great example of yesterday, Winthrop. On the pod, we talked about Winthrop under 147.5. I think it ended up closing at 145 or something lower than that. And I think if you got it late, you may not have cashed. Don't quote me on that, but this is the importance of jumping on these unders before they fall too much. And you know, you kind of feel like you want to lay off because you missed the value. Pacific and Pepperdine, the Dine. Look at the Dine tonight, baby. The Dine opened minus one and a half. They're up to -3. The Dine has taken in a lot of respected money here. KenPom only had the Dine winning by 1 point. So if you were looking at the Dine either laying the number, it looks like sharps don't mind. They hit the 1.5, 2.5. I mean, they keep hitting the Dine tonight. But if you see a 3 and you can flip that to a -145, maybe feel a little more secure with the money line there, but the Dine definitely taking in some action. UCLA and Cal, looking at it over here, low total over, buy low over. This UCLA-Cal total open at 136.5 is now down to 132. So looking to buy low on the over 132. KenPom has a 136. That's a buy low off a drop. Arizona and Arizona State. This is a really, if you want to sweat a really contrarian play tonight, it's Arizona State. Everybody's betting Arizona. But there's kind of a line freeze here. You had Arizona open -2.5. They pretty much stayed where they're at. They may go to 3 if you like Arizona State contrarian, grab the 3. But KenPom had Arizona State losing by 3 right on the number. But it's a little intriguing, Arizona State. Kind of a line freeze, super lopsided, a big unpopular dog tonight. And did see some money to that over. Arizona State, very fast-paced, and they are a pace of 73.8. Really up there, you know, close to Gonzaga territory. But that total has risen 153.5 up to 154. And KenPom has a 157. So a little bit of money to the over if you want to sweat a high scoring game. Utah, late night against Washington State, looking at Utah on the money line. Utah open -1.5. They're up to -2. We've been seeing some 2.5s out there. But if you can get around a -130, KenPom has Utah winning by 3. So looking at Utah there on the money line. And then Portland State. A little late night Portland State sweat. Total open 140.5. It's down to 140. So that line is dropping, and it kind of meets our system. That mid to high total, 140 to 150, stays the same or falls 55% to that Idaho State, Portland State under. And then last one, there's only three games in the NBA. Really not much has caught my eye, to be honest with you. I was looking at the Bucks. They're -1 at home against the Lakers, but LeBron's questionable. Yeah, Anthony Davis is in. LeBron's questionable. I don't really want to touch that unless I know who's in, who's out. The one game that caught my eye is the Knicks and the Warriors to the under. Total open 215.5. It's down to 214.5. The Knicks are one of the better under teams so far this season. The Knicks to the under are 11-4 to the under, and Golden State is 9-5 to the under. But what you like about this one is Golden State played last night back-to-back. So back-to-back, hopefully you're tired. Hopefully you don't push it as much. Maybe you front rim some shots, and you have two really good under teams going head-to-head. So it was kind of really the only one that caught my eye, Knicks Warriors under there. But there you have it, guys. A big, big day for the crew. So I want to wish everyone the best of luck tonight. Remember, if you enjoy the pod, you're winning some plays, you're making sharper bets, you're making smarter bets, you're beating the closing line, you're feeling more confident, getting down on games, you're finally having some benchmarks and blueprints to follow in different sports that have helped you. Maybe it's a 20-point rule, you know. Maybe it's these favorites off a loss in hockey. I don't know what it is. But if you're doing well, you got some extra dough, and you want to make me very happy, and more importantly, you want to learn more about sports betting, you can do one thing that'll make me very happy. Buy my book. My book is called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Amazon's probably the best way to do it. Go to Amazon.com, type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. You'll see it right there. If you want to pick up a copy, a lot of tips and strategies, especially if you're in Virginia or Michigan, newly legalized state, or you have a friend or somebody who just always bets the favorite in the over and parlays them and needs a little bit of help. If you want to buy my book or give it as a gift, it would mean a lot to me, guys. But also, if you've already gotten it, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, at Twin River in Rhode Island, at the Brook in New Hampshire, at the beautiful stadium swim with Mike Palm, the mayor, and Daniel Alvari, and Patrick Maher, my guy, out sipping pina coladas, sweating sharp contrarian plays, or whether I see you at the beautiful old South Point, where the true, true, true wise guys and grinders get down, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me a beautiful, and I'm talking a sparkling, Dallas Mavs dog to favorite ticket, or a beautiful Tulsa over, or Fordham over from yesterday, or a Bonnie's money line, or a Longwood, or a Gardner Webb under, or a Tennessee Chat money line, or maybe you're just going to show me that beautiful Minnesota Wild -135 from last night. But whatever it is, guys, you flash that ticket, we're both going to smile, and guess what? First beer is on me. Have an excellent day, everyone. Good luck. Stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? No, but it's making 100 bets, winning 55. And of course, have multiple outs, shop for the best line, beat the closing number. That's really the mark of knowing you're on the right track and reading lines correctly. And luck comes and goes, but if you consistently beat the closing number, that's how you're going to profit long term. But have an excellent day, guys. I will see you at the window. Good luck tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.